This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. In what is being called an extraordinary phone call, U.S. President Donald Trump is heard pleading with election officials in the U.S. state of Georgia to find enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss in the state. The president called the votes cast for President-elect Biden corrupt and illegal, and disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed President-elect Joe Biden had won. Take a listen to a clip from the call with the Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, from Saturday.
The ballots are corrupt, and you're going to find that they are, which is totally illegal. It's more illegal for you than it is for them, because you know what they did, and you're not reporting it. That's a criminal offense. And you can't let that happen. That's a big risk to you and to Ryan.
At another point, the president said all he wanted to do was find 11,780 votes. Georgia previously certified President-elect Biden won the state by 11,779 votes. That's a difference of one vote. Audio snippets of the conversation with Raffensperger were posted online by The Washington Post. A recording of the call was later obtained by the Associated Press from a person who was on the call. In the hour-long call, President Trump sometimes assailed Raffensperger and sometimes flattered him and his office's general counsel, Ryan Germany, who was also on the line. The conversation was the latest step in an unprecedented effort by a sitting American president to reverse the outcome of a free and fair election that he lost. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow start in the U.S., but the top infectious disease expert says he is holding out hope the pace will pick up soon. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi was reelected Speaker of the House of Representatives on Sunday. This is her fourth term serving as Speaker. The Democrat from the western state of California surpassed the necessary majority of votes Sunday afternoon, with two Democrats voting for other candidates and three voting present. Democrats hold a narrow majority in the House of Representatives in the new 117th Congress, with 222 Democrats and 211 Republicans. The new Congress faces several challenges, among them defeating the pandemic and reviving the U.S. economy. The 80-year-old Pelosi has indicated that after this two-year period, she will not seek another term as Speaker of the House, in accordance with a deal made with Democrats in 2018. Some British citizens trying to return to their homes in Spain and other European countries have been barred from boarding flights this weekend. Airlines are now refusing documents that before Brexit had been valid proof of their status as residents in Spain. It's not clear whether Brexit or new travel restrictions against people coming from Britain are to blame. Their ordeal comes amid heightened travel restrictions because of a coronavirus variant that has been blamed for faster contagion in the United Kingdom. It also highlights the bureaucratic complexities resulting from Britain's departure from the European Union. India has granted emergency authorization to two vaccines for COVID-19. The two vaccines are the British-developed AstraZeneca vaccine that is being produced in India and another developed by an Indian pharmaceutical company, Bharat Biotech. An Indian company, the Serum Institute of India, has also stockpiled 50 million doses of the vaccine that made it, and they made it even before formal approvals had come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the vaccine approvals a decisive turning point. He added via Twitter that it would make every Indian very proud that the two vaccines that have been given emergency use of approval are made in India. At least nine Syrian army soldiers were killed on Sunday in an ambush on their bus. The attack happened on a main highway in the central Syrian desert, and it's the second such incident in less than a week by suspected Islamic State militants, Reuters citing residents and defectors for its report. Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Sunday that killed 11 minors from Pakistan's minority Shiite Hazaras in Balochistan province. The attack took place early on Sunday morning. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.